Welcome to Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Snack size snippets from the main podcast, all about food, medicine, lifestyle, and how to improve your health today. Today's Snack Size Doctor's Kitchen podcast is all about the rise of allergies in both adults and children globally, taken from episode number 101, Ending Food Allergy, with the incredible Professor Carrie Nadeau. Now, have you noticed the rapid rise in childhood food allergies? Peanuts, dairy, wheat, egg, all of these appear so commonly removed from children's diets in schools. And it's not just children that are suffering. But why? That is the question. On the full podcast, we talk all about the reasons behind allergy and what the hygiene hypothesis is on this specific Snack Size Doctor's Kitchen podcast. Dr. Carrie Nadeau is Professor of Medicine and Pediatrics, and for more than 30 years, she's devoted herself to understanding how environmental and genetic factors affect the risk of developing allergies and asthma and the molecular mechanisms underlying these diseases. Before we get started, here is a quick word from the people who make this podcast possible.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I just want to go back to why, in your opinion, and what we know about the rise of food allergies across the globe, and how this is really a global pandemic rather than just something isolated to the UK and the US. You mentioned diversity of diet, but there's definitely the hygiene hypothesis. What do we know that's right, and what's inconclusive about the hygiene hypothesis in particular?
Yes. So there are a lot of hypotheses, and what's great about science is that we have to test those hypotheses, and that typically with a disease as complex as food allergy and allergies and asthma, it's not just one thing that's causing it. It would be nice to put your finger on it and then to solve the answers to the universe, but we just can't. And one thing that we've noticed is that there are a lot of different causes. And what we have seen is that it's not just genetics. There's a genetic tendency in some families to have allergies, but that doesn't mean that you're going to have a child with allergies. And there are many children that are born de novo with new allergies that in their families, they never had it before. Mm. And so we need to get better at diagnosing it early, understanding and talking to your doctor. This is a disease that's not going to go away anytime soon. And we think that it's caused by a lot of things, but it is global. Like you said, it does not see boundaries. It has established itself in any socioeconomic strata. Unfortunately, the people that are underserved and don't have access to healthcare have the highest risk of dying from the disease because they don't have access to epinephrine devices, but it affects all people. It's about 1 in 12.5 here in the US. In China, it's 8% of children. In Australia, it's even higher. It's 10%. We're Wow. seeing places that we thought, because of the hygiene hypothesis, we thought, okay, well, if people live in quote-unquote dirtier areas, where there are a lot of parasites, like in places in South America and in Africa, we thought they were relatively protected from having food allergy, but that's not the case. We're actually seeing plenty of places now that have food allergies. And we think that's because in the evolution of detergents and the evolution of water supplies, the detergents that are in the water now, unfortunately, they disrupt the skin. They're not really mm-hmm. good for baby skin. In addition, a lot of food companies came out and said, let's delay the introduction of some of these foods in a well-meaning mm-hmm. way. People thought that, not based on a lot of data, they thought that just by not giving babies a lot of different types of foods in their diet early on, that would somehow decrease the rate of food allergy. But in fact, those countries that paid attention to those guidelines, which tends to be the UK, the US, Australia, they actually were the worst off. And in those countries that did not pay attention to those guidelines, that couldn't afford to pay attention to those guidelines, that they actually had much better chances of not having food allergy on the rise in those countries. So it was quite dramatic that over the last 20 years, those guidelines that came out were actually really need to be revisited and revised. And unfortunately, they were made by well-meaning people, but they were not based on a lot of data. Now we have a wealth of data, a wealth of thousands and thousands of children after having studied this hygiene hypothesis that it's still important to vaccinate. It's still important to live with good microbiomes in your gut, but there's more to it than that. It's more complicated, and we need to get ahead of it actively and start diversifying the diet early and often.
I hope you enjoyed today's Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Remember, you can find the full-length episodes on the Doctor's Kitchen website at thedoctorskitchen.com. I'm Dr. Rupi. I will see you here next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinez.
I'm Kayla Itzinez, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.